Chapter 10 Treehouse of Amusement. Oh my goodness. This is no ordinary treehouse. It's more like a tree mansion with an amusement park in it. There's the huge red slide I saw before, plus the ball pit. There's also a tire swing, a trampoline, and lots of hammocks. This is incredible, I say. It really is, Lolly says, looking around. I've never been inside before. I know the McDooleys are wealthy. They manufacture most of the ladders in Howleton. Let's be respectful of their things, Nana warns us. Woohoo! Jonah says, cannonballing into the ball pit. A bunch of red and blue balls go flying in the air. One lands on his head and then rolls off. Prince leaps into the ball pit and disappears under the balls. Then he pops his head up. Woof! He says, jumping out and then jumping back in. Nana laughs. I have to admit, that does look like fun. Well, kids, if we have to hide out, this is the place to do it. Can I try the slide? I ask Nana, pointing. The bright red slide curls around and around into the other side of the ball pit. Go ahead, Nana says. Then we'll sit down and figure out how to save Owen. Lolly and I look at each other, and then we go racing up the ladder to the top of the slide. And who's right behind us? Nana! Okay, occasionally she's annoying, like when she won't let me go to sleepovers. But come on, she's pretty amazing. Lolly slides down first. Woo! She calls as she goes round and round, her cape flowing behind her. She lands with a plunk underneath the balls. She's definitely loosened up since we met her. Then it's my turn. Whee! I say, holding my arms up as I go careening down the slide. I land next to Lolly and start laughing. Awesome! I say. Here comes Nana! Nana says, and goes flying down the slide, landing under a heap of balls. Her head pops up and she's grinning. Let's definitely do that again. After everyone takes a few more turns down the slide, we all bounce on the trampoline and swing on the tire swing. Then Lolly, Nana, and I each take a hammock to rest in, while Jonah and Prince explore the rest of the living room. This is my dream treehouse for sure, Jonah says. I wonder what this button does. He points at a big silver button on what looks like a small frosted door carved inside the tree trunk. Prince goes over and nudges the button with his nose. No, Prince, I say. It could be a trap or something. The little frosted door opens. Inside are bottles of drinks and cheese and fruit. There are also some wrapped packages marked hot dogs. It's a mini fridge, Lolly exclaims. Wow, I say. The McDooleys really know how to live. And they have ketchup in here, Jonah says. Can we have something to eat? That would be stealing, Nana says, frowning. We're already kind of breaking and entering, I say. Nana shakes her head with a smile. True, but that was necessary, and eating their food isn't. Anyway, I brought some snacks. She reaches into her purse. You should never leave the house without snacks or money. I have a 20 in my pocket. We never bring money or snacks into fairy tales, I admit. Well, you should, Nana says, handing out granola bars. The fairy tale kingdoms probably don't take American dollars, I say. Nana laughs and winks at me. Good point. Lolly, Jonah, and I all thank Nana as we unwrap the granola bars and start munching away. We need a plan, I say as I chew. I know we're stuck here for now, but we have to save Owen before sunset. I notice something hanging on the far wall. It's a map that says Howleton, and it shows the entire town, the path winding through the forest, and the many tree houses of all different shapes, sizes, and colors. It's really clear, like a Google Earth map. I push myself out of the hammock and walk over to study the map. Lolly and Jonah follow me. Here we are, I say, tapping the map. which is easy because a little sign says, "You are here." But seriously, you couldn't miss this tree mansion on the map. "There's Dottie's tree cottage," Lolly says, pointing to a spot not too far away from the tree mansion. "I recognize the flower boxes. And I live all the way over here." She points to the other edge of the map. "And over there is the hunter's treehouse," Jonah says, stepping closer to the map. "If you look closely, you can see the deer head through the window." We all examine the window. I can see the creepy dead amber eyes. I shudder. "And that hunter intends to hang Owen's head up on that wall." I hear howling again from below. We can't leave to help Owen until the wolf pack is far enough away for us to go outside, which means we're trapped. For now. I look at my watch. It's 4:30. We have about an hour and a half to save Owen. What do we do if we can't? Jonah raises his hand. Ooh, maybe he has a good solution.
"I have to go to the bathroom," he says.
Or not. "Let's go find it," Nana tells him. "I'm sure there are several in this tree mansion." Nana and Jonah head out of the living room. Meanwhile, Lolly and I get back into our hammocks while Prince plays with a stray ball from the ball pit. Lolly takes another bite of her granola bar.
"Wow, your Nana sure is nicer than my Dottie," she says wistfully.
"Usually," I say, "although I was invited to an amazing-sounding sleepover, and she wouldn't let me go."
"Why not?" Lolly asks.
"Because of family time," I say, making air quotes. Lolly tilts her head.
"Family time? Like all of you spending time together?"
"Yep," I say, taking a bite of my own bar. Lolly looks confused.
"Why would you want to leave when your Nana is visiting? Don't you want to hang out with her? She seems so great."
"Well, she is," I say. "She makes us breakfast for dinner and reads us stories and plays games with us and watches fun movies with us."
Lolly's eyes widen. "That sounds wonderful. I wish my Dottie wanted to spend time with me, but she just wants me to bring her muffins and tea, and then she yells at me. She's always telling me to fix my bangs and to do a better job at ironing my cape."
"You're so nice to her, though," I say.
"Because it's important to me to treat her the way I want to be treated," Lolly explains. "She and my mom are all I have. I'm lucky to have a family."
I know she's right. Of course she's right. I'm lucky to have my family, too. I'm lucky to have my Nana. She always makes me feel wanted, and she always makes me feel like I'm smart and brave and an amazing granddaughter, even when I'm not acting like one.
"You're an amazing granddaughter," I tell Lolly. "Thanks," she says quietly. "You really are," I say. "Even if your Dottie doesn't tell you that you are, you are."
"Thanks," she says again, a little louder. She straightens her shoulders and looks pleased. Nana and Jonah return to the living room. I smile at Nana, and she smiles back.
"Guess what?" Jonah says. "The bathroom here is bigger than my bedroom at home."
Suddenly, we hear howling below us again.
"Ow! Ow!"
Lolly wrinkles her nose. "I hate when they all start howling together. It's extra creepy."
"It really is," I say. The howling stops, and we can clearly hear the wolves talking outside.
"Where did they go?" Tina asks.
"They must have gone into the big treehouse," one of the brothers says.
I shiver. Then I climb out of my hammock and peek out the window. I see the three wolves standing below.
"We're just going to stay in here forever,"
I yell out the window at them.
"Sorry, you'll have to find your dinner somewhere else."
I stick my tongue out at them to emphasize my point. I need them to believe that we're not planning on going anywhere. I guess my plan is to fake them out. What are we going to do? Lolly whispers from her hammock. We can't really stay here forever. My mom will get worried if I'm not home before dark, and we have to save Owen.
I guess Jonah and I don't have to worry about getting home before morning, since the only person to worry about us, Nana, is right here.
We just have to figure out how to get home, and get home before my parents do on Sunday. Oh no, is Nana going to tell my parents about Mary Rose and the mirror? If my parents find out, they might never let me and Jonah go into the mirror again. I shake the thought away. I'll have to beg Nana not to say anything later.
I watch as the wolves huddle together, discussing what to do. Finally, they all shrug and head down the path, disappearing from view. I wait for a while. Silence. I don't hear any more howling.
Are the wolves gone? Lolly asks.
I look back out the window. I think they are.
Did the plan work?
I think it did. Woot! I am the world's best planner. I wonder if being a planner can be a job. Escape planner, maybe? Never mind. I still want to be a lawyer and then a judge. I really do like the law. I'll just pretend the whole breaking and entering the tree mansion thing never happened. Come on, I call to the others. The coast is clear. Now is our chance.